Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, the pesky worm that's on everybody's mind, the fall armyworms, we got more on that today.
Yes, we're going to continue to bore you guys about fall armyworms, and while you might be tired of hearing extension personnel talking about fall armyworms, trust me, you can't be more tired about talking about fall armyworms than myself. So fall armyworms, if you don't know it, they are here. They can damage a lot. I'm going to say just a variety of our grasses, whether that's brome, could be fescue, could be, I've heard of some native pastures getting sprayed, teff grass down in Anderson County. I know they've had them bad. Crabgrass, our lawns, you name it, they're probably have been in it. It's one of those things we're just going to have to continue to keep a really sharp eye on. Today, while I think a lot of my colleagues have talked about maybe how to control fall armyworms, they're really not hard to control. We can get multiple insecticides to do a very good job. If you're asking for my recommendation, I would tell you if you could spray early in the morning or like early evening, I think we'll have better luck at getting really good control. They don't like feeding when it gets to 90 degrees. So if we're spraying it at 90 degrees, how much success are we having in getting them controlled? That is up for debate. What I want to spend some time talking a little bit today is just about some of the phone calls I've been getting. And it's the one that everybody wants to know, is this grass going to come back? And most of it's been on brome. The answer is I do think it's going to come back. If we get moisture, that's going to be the big key. We got to have moisture, get that to green back up. So I do think it's going to come back because our fall armyworms typically don't kill grasses. 4 years ago in 2021, we seen some grasses, some brome fields get, I'm not going to say killed out, but I mean, there was a lot of dead spots in them. I think we had the perfect storm then. We got the worms come in, then we got super dry. It just was kind of the perfect storm. Combination is kind of what that took to get rid of them. This year, we've got moisture. We've got some really good temperatures coming up. That is going to help the grass come back and handle that being chewed off. My problem, or the thing that I'm most worried about, is if you had a brome field and it got chewed off and it turned brown, we want to avoid that happening the next time. So we really need to be out scouting those fields, making sure we're not finding a bunch of worms. Because that young, tender plant that is now greening back up is that's going to be a very highly desirable forage for these fall armyworms to go to next. Because everything else is going to be a little bit more mature. So if you've got chewed off once, the likelihood of you having issues the next time is greater, in my opinion. I also just think that brome's not going to handle it very well. So we're going to have to get out and really look at those fields. Guys, this is something we're going to have to do weekly, at least, until we get our first frost. Remember, that first frost is going to be the highlight of all of our days because they can't overwinter up here. Again, the only place they can overwinter in the United States is the extreme southern tip of Texas or the southern tip of Florida. So they can't handle these cold weathers. But as I mentioned, next week looks like we're going to start getting some cooler weather. That's good for our grasses. It's also really good for those fall armyworms. Again, if we're under 90 degrees, they're really going to be actively feeding. That just means that we're going to have a longer feeding period of time for those fall armyworms. So the damage that might have been done, what we thought was quickly the last few weeks, it's going to be ramped up to another level, I think, due to the fact that they're going to be feeding maybe 24/7, not just in the evenings or when the temperature's not above 90. So just really go out, keep your eyes open on those. Something else, alfalfa. If you have cut your alfalfa and you're thinking you're going to get one more cutting this year, you really need to be scouting those fields and making sure that we're not getting those popping up in that alfalfa. Outside of that, guys, if you have questions about which herbicides or insecticides, excuse me, you would like to use, please give me a call. There is a list that we can give you. Just know that while I could give you this list, whatever you can get from your local farm stores, your co-ops, that's what you're going to have to be able to use. So while they're very, like I said, they're pretty easy to kill, just going to have to get that out there at the proper time. So anyways, I don't want to bore you guys. If you have questions, please make sure you give me a phone call in the office. Our phone number is 785-448-6826.
Another important thing to get out, you know, those armyworms are killing this season. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.